Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell to talk about Fire Prevention Week.
You have a lot of activities going on with students in the Knoxville area for Fire Prevention Week. What are some of the activities you guys got planned for this week?
Yeah, Tony, it's an exciting week. We're meeting with all the preschools in Knoxville. We're meeting with West Elementary, and we're also meeting with North Star Elementary. We'll have a presentation for preschool through third grades. We have care package for them to take home, some fire prevention information and material that they can share with their folks so that their folks are on board with what their kids have been taught.
And why is it important to teach children at a young age about fire prevention and the things that they need to do to be able to keep themselves safe?
Well, one is, you know, obviously we don't want them playing with matches and starting fires. And there's some things that happened that isn't intentional as well. And we want to give them a heads up on that so that we're not accidentally starting fires, that they're cautious around candles, and maybe even talking to parents about not having candles. Also, too, it's important that they fully understand how to get out of a house, how to exit the home. We require fire drills for schools, and they participate, and they're wonderful with exiting the school. But some of them don't even think to have exit drills in their home. So that's one thing that we try to encourage. So it's kind of a prevention and reaction as well campaign. We want to prevent these fires from even starting, and then God forbid something happen where they do have a fire, we want to make sure that they react appropriately and can be safe.
Give us an example of what a home exit drill should be like and how it should be planned.
Well, I think with this you can actually knock two birds with one stone. Let's test your smoke detectors. And maybe the first one's a plan drill so that you've actually sat down with your child and you've talked about how we're getting out of the house and maybe having two exits out of your bedroom. Obviously, most fires start at night, so the kids will be asleep in their bed. They need to know what the smoke detector sounds like. Sound it, and then let's exit. Let's practice both exits. The last thing you want to do is have a child be involved in a fire event and for the first time think, you know, what do I do? How do I get out? So plan this out, discuss how we're going to get out of the house, and then practice it. And maybe, the first time everyone knows you push the smoke detector button, it alarms, you've one, tested it, so you know it works, and then two, you follow through with the drill. Maybe the second time, maybe you wait 3 months from now, and you just sporadically push the button and sound your smoke detector, see how your kids react to it.
And you've already mentioned some things that adults can do, because Fire Prevention Week isn't just for the kids. It also is for the adults, too. What are some other things people can do to prepare for Fire Prevention Week?
Well, absolutely, Tony. It's not just a child thing. It is an adult thing. And it has to be, one, led by the adults. And then, two, as adults, we have to practice it. We have to make sure that when we're cooking that the pot handles are moved in towards the stove and not hanging over the edge. We need to make sure that we practice not storing paper products or maybe grocery sacks, what have you, on top of stoves. And we see things like that that start fires where maybe there was a careless use of a candle. We see things like that all the time. Practicing using lids when you're cooking with grease so that, you know, there's no opportunity for grease to pop out and onto the cupboards, and away we go with a fire. So parents have to practice it, but they also need to be aware of it. And that's all the more reason why they need to meet with their children when they come home from Fire Prevention Week and go through their bag with them. And there'll be a brochure for the adults in there as well.
What's some other information you'd like people to know about Fire Prevention Week, and where can people find out more information, either online or from other sources?
Well, you can always go to our website. There's some tips on the city's website. Actually, there's lots of information found on the National Fire Protection Association's website, and that's nfpa.org, regarding fire safety. You'll also find all kinds of stats about fire injuries and fire deaths, civilian deaths that have occurred as a result of a fire. And we're always, always willing to share our information so they can call here too.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.